We will regularly use bad words during this podcast and possibly some adult themes, hopefully non-sexual, but I can't promise that. In fact...
Cue jingle. Weaving everywhere, man, weaving everywhere, man. Seen every fern swear, man. This is the Glasgow Fair, man. Well, it's really great to be back in your ears once again with a Beyond Hampden Park special spin-off podcast today. Even better to be joined in the studio by both my co-hosts for a change. John McClay is here as always. Hello, John.
Hello, hello.
And usually we keep him in his Skype cage, but he's here tonight in person, all 5'2" of him, Mr. Colin Brooke. How are we doing, Colin?
Yes, very good.
Great. We're already looking forward to a cracking international week.
Yep. So.
And we've got Shadow Patrol in the studio here as well. So if you hear any barks, chewing noises, there he goes. Apologies if you were offended by the swear warning. Here we go. Here we are, boys, all together for a change. With really nice. Cool t-shirts on.
Yep.
Put up a photo of you two looking brilliant with your t-shirts on.
It's better than you.
It's been a while, is it, from the last pod we did?
January, I think.
Did we, Dean?
We did, Dean, kind of...
After Christmas?
It was a way after New Year special. Was
it? New Year special, mid-January, something 2022 like special.
I scrubbed that from memory. I was about to say October or November.
Ah, it was a load of shite.
That swear warning gets harder every time, anyway.
practice before you turn up.
If it would have been up to nab since, boys. Fuck off.
coaching wee mans for the team.
Grindy.
No, it's tough going, like, and I kind of have let myself in for.
Oh, well.
Pretty much the same.
Well, not long to go now till a double header at Hampden. Great to start off with two home games, especially first up Cyprus. Games are easy, but a low baller for us first before we hit Spain. Overall thoughts, though, on Steve Clarke's squad for these two fixtures?
Oh, I think it's pretty much as fit most folk would have expected. A bit of a trimmer squad than we've had recently.
So that 23 in it, usually we've had up to 28.
It's been a lot bigger, although the two boys came in, so we're probably up to 24, are we?
One out, two in.
I had news this morning that we've lost Jack Hendry, Ralston, and Dom Hyam. Hyam, is that how you'd
we'll say? Go with that, Brookie. You're a foreign consultant.
definitely, it's a very Clarke squad.
Taylor.
No, he shows loyalty to a lot of players.
Quite funny with Taylor because he often gets slagged in. He's probably had his best spell as a Celtic player in his Nenis squad.
Yeah, it's a bit of mystery surrounding it, and there seems to be a reason which isn't being disclosed. But that was initially the surprise, was he wasn't in it. A few injuries as well, obviously.
Aye.
I just look at that squad and think there's a distinct lack of like creativity and goals and forwards.
Leaders at the back, good goalies,
a couple of right midfielders,
decent fullbacks,
good fullbacks, strong fullbacks. We'll look at the goalies first of all, and obviously the big story there is the first call up, son of Brian, Angus Gunn. Obviously his dad picked up, what was it, 6 caps. For Scotland.
That's right.
Norwich legend. Angus now planning his trade with Norwich as well. No brainer, or are we any happy about him?
There's a lot of noise, and there always is when we pick up someone who's either played for one of the other nations in the UK as a lower age group or whatever, but if fans are fickle, if he does start in goals, plays well, noise disappears. I think that's aye. Bottom line. But there's plenty of videos of him going around sort of in a kilt, and he spoke up certainly about how proud he is to be Scottish and come from sort of a Scottish father and that. So I didn't see this as a Matt Ritchie type situation.
No, it's more of a McTominay sort of.
Oh, I miss you.
Brought up mere Scottish.
He did say he didn't want to play for Scotland not too long ago.
Well, he is turned us down.
So did Shea Adams.
No, that's true.
I've been turned down loads before.
Yeah. Used to that. My next feeling about Seafield.
Nah, I think we've got to. Worse.
Is Gordon finished?
No, I was going to say.
He's on the comeback trail.
Get fit soon, get well soon.
I just think it's a no brainer. We've got to.
Got to hit somebody.
Got to give Gunn a chance. Like, yeah. I think
he obviously went through a torrid time at Southampton, didn't he? Was he in from the ship and shitloads of goals? And he's obviously his confidence knocked, but I think he's flying with Norwich, is he? Championship.
Seems to be having a good season, but I'd watch him.
I haven't seen a lot of him, but he's ever present. So he has to be doing well, I suppose, to be that.
Let's be honest, if he is a. If he is a world hero game against Spain and keeps us at 0-0, then he'll be a hero forever.
We are, though. We're sitting here, unfortunately, after some great progression under Clark, we're sitting here with three keepers and not one cap between them.
It's been a worry for a while. I can't remember the last time we've hit a pod and we haven't thought if something happens to Gordon, if it's... Faz get to play.
This was coming down a line from we had Marshall, Gordon and McGregor all touching 40.
And it's maybe a good time for it, a start of a campaign that...
Well, that's it.
Again, if we're gearing towards qualifying for a tournament.
And it's nae that we're talking about it. Well, we've brought in a couple of youngsters, you know, we'll work with them in the future. So the youngest in here is 27. So Gunn and Kelly are 27. Clark's 30, I think. It's nae like we're talking about Ian's from future
young boys here.
So it is a worry.
But I guess in theory, if Angus Gunn had accepted a call up the first time he was asked, he could have 30 caps by now. Potentially.
Struggle to get Gordon out of the team and Marshall.
But Gordon might never have came back. You just never know. Yeah. It's all swings and roundabouts, but.
Let's hope he gets fit soon.
I'm not sure if I'll start, actually. I think it will be Gunn, isn't it? But part of me would like to see him nay start the game and give one of the other guys a chance.
I think it has to be Clark for me. I think he's been Dean's, like, well, him and Kelly have been in the squads and turning up, and Clark's ahead of Kelly for me.
They're both half decent goalies. I've watched them a few times in SPL and
Kelly's got a wee fumble in him.
Aye, but says a great goalie.
Clark's got a goal in him. Clark's got a goal.
He did ship 3 to Aberdeen, like, so he can't be great.
Well, good finishing. But looking at a squad, I had a wee look at the boys that have been playing of nay, because we've talked about this before. Maybe in the last 6 months or maybe longer, a season, tail of last season, there's a lot of our top players been struggling for time.
Game time. Aye. So at least all three keepers are getting plenty of game time.
They're playing.
Just a lot of players in general, though. Can you rattle them off? Tierney, Gilmore, McTominay, Jack, Dykes, Patterson.
Game time limited.
Yeah. Jack's okay. He's come now. He's got over his injury in early season, and he's played 490s in the last 5 league games. But
is Cooper's not even playing that regularly? Yeah. For
so
Leeds.
I've named 8 of the 21 outfield players that aren't playing. So that's almost 40% of your squad having been getting regular game time. If we look at the ones that would maybe play, so
Championship boys are probably playing, are they?
Yeah, Patterson, he's one that would play. He's not been in the squad since the 3rd of January due to his injuries. Kieran Tierney. Yeah, he's obviously worrying longer term.
He's set by Zinchenko, is he?
Aye. And there's another boy as well, Tommy Yashu or something. Mm. So at times it seems like Tierney, even when he gets a game in the League Cup, he gets pulled for this other boy.
Tierney got a Newcastle, is he? Is that a shoot?
I think so. He wouldn't be at Arsenal next season, I wouldn't think.
Ralston, he's out of the pick all of a sudden since Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, he's at a 90 at home at Hearts, but he's just been bombed out. Armstrong, he's
in a
squad
newt,
player, he's in
aye.
A new tie. Gilmore, he's only had 290 minutes the whole season, one of which is in the cup, which is, it's unfortunate for him. We'll maybe talk about him later. He's been quite unlucky, I think. McTominay, he's only played 290s this year as well. And Christie's another in. He's in and out, but he's only started 3 league games since October, which, so...
How does that leave playing?
First player are the Norwich boys, Angus Gunn, Grant Hanley and Kenny McLean.
Kenny McLean's an ever-present, so you're all right, yeah.
McGinn must be playing.
Aye, McGinn's...
Boot Ferguson.
Oh, he's been playing.
I think he's got to be in the first game for sure.
Hickey must be getting games.
And he's playing since he got back injured, aye.
Is Porteous playing a lot at Watford?
He's playing.
They like him since he went down.
Got a red one game, I think.
They like... I see Christie's named as a forward as well.
Yeah.
Even Adams is in the neat, does he?
But he's started in the later. He's been more and more since the new boy come in. But
Dykes has obviously been in hospital. He's only just back into things, and surprised to see him in the squad. Actually,
he got 90 minutes on Saturday, so he's played 3 times since he came back into the squad. Which is you can debate whether he's that important to us that he should be in before somebody like Shankland, maybe, who's been playing in on form. But
maybe time to speak about that. Is there MD you think has missed out that maybe should be in there? I think you mentioned Shankland there as in a bit of goal scoring form.
Yeah, I just think you got 2 home games. None of them, certainly the Spain one, wouldn't be easy. But Cyprus, you know, we've struggled at home with them before. Remember the late Ollie Burke off the post and knocking it in. That's the kind of game where you might need to try and get a goal, because if we've got any ambitions of finishing in the top 2, you've got to beat Cyprus at home, right?
Yeah.
So Shankland is, if we're at last 10 minutes and you've got a choice of sticking on Jacob Brown or Lauren Shankland at home, I'd maybe rather Shankland, but it's maybe Dean Brown a disservice. But
we've not seen much of Brown, even. I can't say I've watched many Stoke City games.
Yeah. With the boy Stewart, again, he got an injury, didn't he?
He's nailed his Achilles.
He was doing well, though, wasn't he, before the injury? I think he might have been in the squad. And
Sunderland?
He was scoring goals, but... He's obviously injured. But
he's out today.
Yeah.
I was struggling to think of how you can... I mean, Shanklin was one and Nisbet, potentially another in for us. Nailing back for an injury, but playing fairly well for Hibs.
Dare we mention the big man with the low socks? Mr. Ollie McBurney.
I think I could...
13 goals, is it, for...
I'm not sure I can get behind him at all.
No, he's done for me, like, surely.
I would rather see a bit more creativity, like a couple of wingers in the team. Kane Clark doesn't play with wingers, but if you want to change a game or affect something...
Well, Fraser's now in
your team. Fraser's bombed out at Newcastle, so that's an option that's gone for us. Forrest
is off a cliff, is he?
The boy right at Rangers.
Forrest is 74. But on that, I wondered, new campaign, I wondered if we might see, maybe it's a bit early, but the boy Ben Doak.
If you're
good enough, you're all enough.
Well.
And he certainly would add that bit of flair. Ken, John, you were speaking about how we've got no creativity or flair.
I think he pulled it under 21 squad a day, like, so.
Did he?
Does that mean he's getting named tomorrow in the main squad? Is that what it is?
I wouldn't think so.
Nah, he had a heat knock, did he? Yeah, he had a bad head knock sort of earlier in the week playing for Liverpool.
I mean, Burnley did play wide for Swansea a few times.
Oh, for fuck's sake, come on. Nah, I'm near him, you know what?
It's just too similar as to like an Adams and Dykes. Can he's not any better than...
But he must be finished before he's not getting in a squad ahead of Dykes for... It's basically been half-deed for the last few months.
For Shankland?
Well, no, McBurney.
Oh, McBurney.
Because he's scored goals.
Done. He's done.
Aye, so he must be out of Clark's picture completely.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Aye.
It's a boy Brown. Like, how many goals is he going to score?
4 or 5, is he? I think I've seen somebody put it in the Tartan Army group comparing Shankland's record to the rest of the that was in the squad. I think that boy's had about 4 or 5 goals this season. Shankly did fit 12.
He's the kind of player that Clark likes. He runs the channels.
Yeah, Kenny Miller type.
Aye, he's going to be a good asset to come on and sort of chase a game against like a Spain or somebody. You need somebody to do other effort, but I don't think he's a boy.
Shit, Che Adams.
Yeah, he's not going to score.
Poor man, Che Adams.
He's not Ali McCoist.
Win a arena them since Ali McCoist.
Right. So he's got 7 goals this season. So,
Which in the Championship they play about 100 games this season.
But he's played 37 games he's been involved in, and he's got 7 goals.
Not a great record, is it? Nay, great. Sad indictment of our game in Scotland that only 4 players are playing in the SPL. Or is that show that we're producing a better standard of player and they're moving on?
It does sound
shite for our leagues anyway.
Start, but if you look at it, the squad, the 20-odd, there's only 8 who have never played in the Scottish Premier League. So it's maybe actually shows it in a positive light that we're producing players and they're moving on to bigger and better things. I mean, the obvious example just now has to be Lewis Ferguson. He's starring out in Italy. And reportedly, there's even bigger teams looking at him. So, and I really hope to see him play over a doubleheader. I think he's banging form. I would say only 2 outfield players from the SPL, but yeah, most of the players in the squad have been
through there at one point or another.
I just think that Rangers and Celtic and the SFA need to get a grip. Like, I think the 2 biggest teams in Scotland, if they're not playing with only Scottish players, then fit chances international, can the national team go? It's old school, but mind playing Championship Manager 2 from as young as
you're only allowed 2 foreigners.
3 asthmalated.
Dennis Irwin, Roy Keane, and Ryan Giggs.
But I was kind of, it forced Rangers and Celtic to hift to hay. And other teams hit to hay good Scottish
best
players.
Best Scottish players there.
And that's just completely lost.
Is it maybe on the flip side there that Rangers and Celtic can't afford to pay the best Scottish players anymore and they're moving on to bigger and better things? There's no way that Andy Robertson is going to be playing for Rangers or Celtic.
I could see Robertson going to Celtic in a couple of years.
And he's to end his career, eh? Because he was a Celtic fan and he...
But that's what I mean. As a nation, we're nowhere near competing with England in the top leagues. But we've also getting further away from
pretty
Holland
sure we're above
France.
Them in the Nations League.
I mean we're leagues.
All right.
So, like, the SPL is seen as a complete diddy league.
And we're far ahead.
And we're getting further
comparable, like your Eredivisie.
I mean, that's miles ahead.
Norwegian Tippeligaen.
I think we'd maybe compete with Norway a wee bit.
But it's not just that as well. We've done away with the reserve league. And there's a lot of players don't get
proper
competitive fit by against. So,
men.
Aye. Yep.
Aye. That's it. Aye, well, we could debate all day long. John's obviously been coaching for too long. He's got any...
it was about a year ago when we were praising Clark for, like, oh, he's picking players for the SPL. But it just seems to have went pretty quickly, I think.
Come on, to be fair, a few of those players that he picked for the SPL and all have left the SPL.
Yeah. Is there anyone playing the Scottish League just now? So, Rangers and Celtic... Is there anybody nay in the squad that would be in your team? So Greg Taylor probably would be in the squad.
Well, he has been in
squad. Ralston's been called in.
James Forrest.
Ralston's brought it up to 4 to 5.
But can that's like Celtic? They're so far ahead. How can they nay get Ralston into their team?
Because they've brought in somebody from outside
Japan.
In Japan.
Yep.
And he's probably better than him. But
Ralston was absolutely flying the first half of the season up to Christmas. He had like a massive resurgence under Postecoglou, and he was scoring goals, assists. He was him and Greg Taylor, and you're thinking this is great for the national team because these two boys are going to.
But then fit happens as Celtic want to, and Rangers are the same. They want to keep Haddo as many of that kind of homegrown players for their squads and to make it look good. But in reality, they're having that boys back if I could go and play for. Hearts or Aberdeen or a team that's actually going to play them. And it adds back other teams, which to me is...
You're looking at money and are there, because a lot of... And again, back in from when we were younger, Rangers were buying Gorham for Hibs, Davy Robertson for Aberdeen, and paying millions of pounds for it. They can't afford to do, aren't they?
Yeah.
I remember Celtic paid four point four or something for Scott Brown, but they were unwilling to pay anything like that for John McGinn, for example. No. And like you say, when Robertson was going down south, unlikely MD could have probably afforded him.
They binned off Robertson. Too smart.
That's right. I'm just trying to look at... There's another one, right? We're speaking about centre-halves and stuff. I think he's back fit. So this was a bit of a surprise for me. John Souter. There's a Scottish player playing in the... Well, maybe who's sitting on the bench in the SPL. But he's just back for injury. I wondered if you can take some of the boys in there, like Billy Gilmour of hardly any fit by Lyndon Dykes, then you can take John Souter, and John Souter deserved it off. Remember, Denmark, he was main
he
man.
He did, but he really hasn't kicked a football for a long time.
He had a bad injury, didn't he? Again.
How long was Dykes out for?
A couple of months.
He was playing regular beforehand for his Souter's been. But he has another in this. Rangers just bought him to mark up the Scottish numbers, or are they actually going to play him? Or?
Yeah. I wasn't sure it was the right signing for them at the time. He's probably just a backup player. Unfortunately,
the thing is,
for us,
it's a gamble for him to go to an Aberdeen or something before he dies. I mean, look, the boy Bates was playing for Scotland. McCrory was being mentioned once upon a time.
And he's actually been in the press this week saying he's disappointed in it being a squad, but he thinks he can, if he keeps Dean, he'll get in. He's still young.
Boys watch Aberdeen more than me, but he kind of went off a cliff a while ago, didn't he?
He was getting played at centre half. He's near centre half. But he's playing sort of right wing back just now, and he seems to be doing really well.
If I was him, I'd be steered if Ralston's called up before Miff and he's not played.
Yep.
Crowley's playing every week, and he's versatile as well. He's not a centre half, but he could fill in a back three. He could play right wing back. He could even do a bit of a job in midfield.
But he suits that Clark mould. Clark loves a versatile player that can play in a couple of positions.
But you can see where Clark's coming for you. Oh, if he'd boy pull out a squad, it's easy to dip into Celtic and say, Gaius Ralston, he's played the European football, he's played for Scotland, he's had a couple of decent appearances for Scotland quite recently. Whereas McCrory's mayor, untried and tested, it's a last minute pull in. You get a go for Ralston.
Yeah. It depends if he's going to actually play him, though.
Well, he might if Patterson's dodgy. He's not played much.
I can only see Hickey playing on the right.
He's playing for his club every week. Another one I'm looking at, I'm just trying to see Scottish bass players that could come into the squad. David Turnbull's another one that's missed out.
He's just another boy at Celtic that they've got as Scottish and didn't fucking play him.
Yeah.
Just get rid of him.
Let them play.
But you'd want the boys need a better mentality. If they're not playing, go to somewhere that you're going to play.
You get to play.
Well, that used to happen, didn't it? They used to go, Nathan Nahan, go and play for St Mirren or in Falkirk. And every team had one or two really good players in it back in the day.
Fit about the boy, he may shoot me doing about this, but fit about the boy, Barry Mackay at Hearts. He's had a good season. And he's been in the squad
before.
Is can play wide, got a bit of definitely cause a bit of trouble.
We're clutching a bit new.
I'm just trying to see.
You said McBurney.
That was just for podcasty effect.
I just wanted to see
Brookie's face just in the flesh. Snodgrass must be good. I'd seen off
is
topic
he in jail
bit.
Yet?
I seen that Adebayor just retired today.
He's not playing for 10 years. He's just retired
at the age of 39. Dear,
get Snoddy back in. He's had a great season.
Taking back to the squad size, because Clark has picked a big squad for probably the last two years.
Because you're allowed more subs, aren't you?
Has that been cut? But for the Euros or anything, or
well, I looked at the Spain squad, it looked a lot bigger.
Spain are 26, Cyprus are 26.
I don't know if it is a squad cap. I think it's mere. Well, usually just cap it. Just
there used to be for tournaments.
For tournaments, right? Yes, aye.
But you would have just thought, if he's got the space, would you need just chuck Shankland in? And would you need just chuck
get
a couple
in.
Of boys in? Because
obviously you're thinking about using all the campaign, even if they're not quite fit in with the group.
Even a McCrory or whatever, Kenny's probably not get to play, but if he's among a squad, it's not get to only hear him, is it?
He's, no. He's not
going
to
be the type of boy that's going to...
Turn it down.
Aye.
What to go to Cadonis.
But it's also... I Kenny's wanting to work with a core group in that, but if there's players that are just on the fringes, like maybe a McCrory or Clark, said himself, Shankland was in his thoughts, just
tick him.
Say to them, look, you're welcome to sort of I come along.
Even John, I'll say, look, I don't think you're going to play, but come, you might force a Y in.
Aye. But there certainly was room here for maybe two or three other players, I think, just to... They'll hear the reasons. That's one thing about Clark. We can say what we like, but he tends to always make the right choices.
He goes his own way, that's for sure. But when I spoke about him yet, but Jack Henry, we've been full of praise for, I think, in recent outings.
Yep.
He's going to be a big miss. And also, Fid de Wakeen about Big Dom Heim. It's coming in to replace him.
I'll start with Henry, because I can hee haw about Heim.
Brookie, you're the Heim correspondent on this one.
Shouldn't take long.
I tried to speak to Mike Smith earlier. He's a Coventry fan. He played for Coventry for a few seasons by the looks of it. That's just a Wikipedia look, like.
That's for you, your Brookie. Best research. And it's all definitely true as well.
Well, I sent that video to the YouTube video to the chat.
I definitely watched it.
Were we supposed to watch it, were we?
Jesus. We just trust you to tell us a bit about
both you boys are. But he's a big lad. He's quick, and Blackburn fans love him. He's playing every week.
Blackburn fans liked Hanley, innit?
Well, David Dunn liked Hanley. He tell us he's going to be your best player for over a decade. Shut the fuck up. But he says his ambition is to get a first cap for Scotland. He's been in a few age groups below, so.
He's 27 already.
Aye.
A late starter.
Dominic Mateo come in.
Born in Lucas, just beside St Andrews.
His dad was in the RAF.
So his dad was a top shagger in the RAF. A nice little student facing Andrews probably came across to the base.
This is how I am.
This is Big Heim. Oh well, hey.
But I think Henry will be a miss. Like, he's definitely
massively.
Yeah, apart from Tierney's probably been my most consistent
defender.
Well,
that's the first two of that three just now for me. The shirts are Hendry's and Tierney's, and then any other.
Is it? Do you think it's going to be Porteous again?
I think it's Hanley, Porteous. Well, I doubt he's going to drop the boy Heim in, is he? He might do. So that means you're probably left with Porteous, Hanley, and Tierney.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the starting.
It's between Porteous and Cooper, unless he's going to change formation for Cyprus.
Yep.
We go for a back four against
Cyprus. Cooper's not playing
in the middle. Cooper's not playing a lot.
No.
You would think Hanley and he's going to play at his age, and I kind of see Hanley not playing.
Nah, Hanley's in there. Yeah, I'm assuming McKenna's just injured.
Aye, he's injured. Aye. Yeah, he's got a hamstring.
He's got a bad injury. Did he?
Yep, he's not played for a few weeks. So, Cooper's only had. He's not had any minutes since the start of February. He's only been benched twice. He's out the squad a lot. So I think you're definitely going with Hanley and Tierney, and then it's most likely going to be Porteous.
I mean, we're obviously recording this on Tuesday.
Aye, loads of pollutes and changes.
So we're still a week off of the Spain game, so there'll be a few changes yet. Tierney's got plenty of time to drop out. Robbo's got plenty of time for dentist appointments, although at least it's home games, it's so bad. It's not too bad. So nobody really cares anything about Heim as the crack. We'll wait and see.
He's a defender.
He's a good analyst. This is why people keep coming to this analysis. Podcast.
Blackburn are in a decent season, though.
If he cut quarters.
Hey, we never mentioned Charlie Mulgrew for SPL. a little look at the opposition, I suppose. Cyprus first up on Saturday. What do we know about them? Who's the danger men? For Cyprus.
Over to Bruggy.
We've played them a few times in recent years. A bit sticky, early difficult games. Mind me a wee bit of Israel.
They didn't have
the star players like Zahavi and that bit.
A name that sticks out for me is Alexander Gogic.
Aye, St Mirren. It's a boy. Yep. But
that's a level they're at, eh?
They beat Israel in a friendly in November. With him. They drew home and away against Northern Ireland, beat Greece, beat Estonia over two legs last year as well. So it's not going to be a straight.
And you've got the Maverick, the wild card, and the dugout, Tamuri Kitspy. So I hope the advertising hoardings are well battened down.
He's throwing his
shirt, his pants, and I'll be
throwing stuff at fans.
Oh, I die if he starts pulling his suit breeks off.
Some of that stripper suit on when he just ripped the breeks off.
Starts booting the tenants board.
Psycho. Oh, let's maybe get him a bit wound up. Maybe get an early red card. That would be good. But they took five away to Kosovo in September in the Nations League. So I'm hoping it's that version of Cyprus that turns up.
Let's hope so. Score predictions for that, Ian?
2-1 win.
Mm-hmm. I've gone 2-0 win.
1-0 win.
1-0. That's what I would put on at Bookies if I was betting, yep.
Right, boys, a little quiz just for fun. Starting 11. The last time we played Cyprus was during my stagger, which you were both on. Was a 2-1 win at Hampden. It's not the last time we played them, I think, but it's the last time we played them at Hampden.
Zero chance of them.
We beat them 2-1 after being down 1-0, if I have mine right. The English contingent in the Stagger were Guinness fucking pelters.
This was Robbo's screamer, wasn't it?
I believe Robbo and then an Ollie Burke last minute. So, go for it. You take turns.
Could Ollie Burke in a squad?
Ollie Burke? He's playing in Germany again.
Take turns. Obviously, a couple of names have been in the hat there.
I'll go first, Andy Robertson.
There you go. See who's
is
out
this
first.
Starting line?
Starting 11, okay. Plus the used subs count as well. You can have used
Ollie
subs.
Ollie Burke.
Well, he came off the bench, aye. He came off the bench.
Okay, so we'll go for...
You can play along at home.
Right, we'll go for Cal McGregor.
Yes.
John McGinn.
Yes. It's 4 of the 14.
Grant Hanley.
You've lost a life.
Stephen O'Donnell.
Yes. He's on his last life.
I'm going to have to take a punt on the keepers here. I'll go... David Marshall.
Yeah, correct.
I went for Marshall.
Six named. There's no way you get 14.
No.
Yeah, unless Brookie's got his computer in front of him.
Stuart Armstrong.
No. Lost a life.
Ooh, fuck.
Sudden death now.
Ooh.
Kenneth McLean,
yes, is named.
I'm getting fed up, so I'm going to go a wee bit out there. McBurney. Quite happy about
it. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
Stewards Inquiry, Facet Armstrong.
Yep, me.
You're back in. He came on as a sub. So we're still in sudden death.
I'm snookered. Right, we're going to have to go into centre half. Tierney. Was he injured?
No, Tierney.
Not Tierney.
Prick. You're out. You need to name somebody to win it, though, or you're both out.
Favre said so far.
I thought it was you.
Right, you've got Marshall, O'Donnell, Robertson, McLean, McGinn, McGregor, and then Burke and Armstrong came off a bench.
Oh, I've just thought, Ian. Damn it.
I think Dykes was on the go then. Favre would have played up front.
They need a name. Not good podding.
Griffiths. Tomine must have played, did he?
He was the other youth sub. So you've got Marshall in goal,
yep.
Stephen O'Donnell, Andy Robertson, Charlie Mulgrew, Scott McKenna, McLean, James Forrest, John McGinn,
Forrest.
Callum McGregor, Ryan Fraser.
And
Eamon Brophy.
Wow.
I think your dog's farted, by the way.
Oh, God. That was me.
A few names on the bench. A few cannons on the bench, you know. Scott Bain, John McLaughlin, Liam Palmer, John Suter, Stuart Finlay, Johnny Russell, Mark McNulty.
Whoa.
Tom Kearney. And Greg Taylor.
That was a manager then.
Cyprus.
Stevie Clark.
I think Clark was a teen over by then, didn't he?
It was his first game.
Was it his first game?
Yeah.
Oh, he had a honking squad to work with, yeah, right?
Shut up. As bad as that fart.
Oh,
God. Oh, I had to do some editing. Right, anyway. So, on to Tuesday, the big one. Well, we're all dumping bairns and getting on the train and going to pubs. I hope you've booked.
Yes!
Mr. Hope, Mr. Logistics has got a hand sorted tomorrow night in a tent.
Well, I'm sorted.
Kind of. Are you buying your breathers? Oh, have we not got hotels booked?
No, I'm with you boys in the hotel.
Oh, right, that's fine. Spain, what do we think of them, their team, their squad, and can we realistically get anything? Do we need to get something to get qualification?
They got pumped at a World Cup by Morocco, and you wouldn't see something like that ever happening to us.
No, so. No, not a chance.
We would never get pumped by Morocco in a World Cup, would we?
No way.
We were the original Morocco pumping.
I actually think that a Spain team or squad is like... nowhere near as like
you are saying
quality as fit they have been, but they are just one of them big nations that churn out qualification with pretty much ease. But you look at like Real Madrid, they kind of got loads of like Spanish players in their first team. Barca have got a few. The two midfielders are decent, Pedri and Javi. Or
Pedri's
Javi,
out for this doubleheader, which is good.
But I mean, they're much more quality than us.
But I started looking at this and then I was like, they're going to be brilliant. We'll barely have a ball. We'll get to watch some good football players and maybe we can catch them cold. And I went and had a look, so they got rid of Luis Enrique.
Mm-hmm.
They've got this new manager. Mm-hmm. He's came up through the ranks, so he's done like 19s, 21s, 23s. And it's a total changing of the guard. So here's a list of players that are either nay selected or retired. Jordi Alba, Azpilicueta, Sergio Ramos, Gerard Pique, Marcus Alonso, Sergio Busquets, Thiago, Ferran Torres, Ansu Fati, Koke, Pablo Sarabia. I mean,
Pique retired, didn't he?
It's either retired or
chairman
nay selected.
Andorra, nay.
Something like that. And then Pedri's injured, or he's in the squad. That is... they've teen out literally hundreds of caps and heaps of goals. Now I'm not saying that means that we that equals Scotland.
Just
are
looking at the list
them.
Here, though, you've got Kepa, you've got Carvajal, we've got Gavi, Rodri, Aspas. Is he? You tell me he's 35 and he's got no caps.
I go Aspas.
Morata's back in the squad, and
he's
the main man
in the squad. He'll probably play. I think.
I read just the day, training the day, there was a big bust up between the Barca and Real.
Yeah.
Contingents were scrapping and training. It must have been El Clasico at the weekend.
It must have been a smart fight because there's many.
Four of them, I think. Baldy and Gavi and Carvajal.
Yeah, I think regardless, I mean, Spain are going to be good. I actually think ticking out are the all fuckers that are.
Might
they're finished.
Them.
Pique, Ramos, Alba. They're past it.
But they've still got, like you're saying, Aspas is 35. Okay, he's got 18 caps. Morata's a captain. He's 30-year-old. Aspas is 35. They've got a boy, Jose Lewin. He's 32. He's got no caps.
Laporte, is he in?
Iglesias.
Juan Fran. it'll be an 80. Percent to 20% possession job. Will it? We'll just need Angus Gunn to hear the game of his life.
You just hope that they're never a
clinical.
Aye. But will they be up for it on a cold and wet Tuesday night at Hampden?
Well, that's fair. I had kind of written doing a night of wind and rain and or even sleet would be quite good.
Nice bit of sleep.
Just for the 90 minutes.
Aye. And the sun comes out.
I like a boy. I think probably one of their best players will be the boy Rodri. He's like a Vieira. Nice. I think he's a horrible fucker to play against by looks like.
He just keeps it by.
Aye. He's a
guy was available.
He's got a right nasty streak in him as well, I think.
Tino and Busquets. Although in a World Cup, he played centre half.
But it'd be good. I mean, I'm quite excited about getting to watch Gavi play. That'll be something. Hopefully just he doesn't hit a very successful
Spain
night.
Spain a free hit, or do we need a point realistically if we want to qualify for that game? Obviously 3 points for Cyprus then, but
if you do get 3 points for Cyprus, it's almost
done in
one
the first game,
and you're like, fuck sake, we fucked
it's like that, right? That group of flipping drew 0-0 in the first two games with Macedonia and Serbia, and that was our suit.
We drew with Lithuania, I remember. It scraped a late 1-1 draw with Lithuania, and it ended up costing us in the end.
Did.
But I think what we've got hope for is that it's a new manager. He's not had a competitive game yet. His first team's Norway at the weekend. Mm. Obviously, see how that goes.
Is that at home?
That's in Spain. Anyway. See how that goes. But, I mean, maybe we catch him cold. He's obviously, it's a complete change in the guard. He's trying to build something different. So just got to hope we get a...
I think if we could sneak a point, it would be massive because... Yep. You kind of hope that Spain beat Norway in the first game, and then Haaland's obviously pulled out of squad.
That's a massive bonus.
And they play Georgia away, which is probably the next trickiest tie.
That's a trick.
Potentially, they could lose points. So them Nehe and Haaland for that game.
It's a biggie.
Can if Georgia even get a point or sneak a win?
Well, the ball's in our court.
If we got 4 points and they got no points, it's a cracking start.
Haaland still be injured in June?
Hope so.
But aye, if we can like sneak a wee point and they somehow get across the line against Norway, that's the ideal start for us. But I think they will be quality. They've obviously got a bit of continuity there. I think they'll hopefully start slower and then play their way into the group. They'll be flying towards the end of it.
We can't but hope.
Yeah. It'd be good to see them beat Norway and drop a couple of points at Hampden. That'd be great.
Norway's got the best striker in the world and the best midfielder in the world, isn't
he? Odegaard.
Odegaard. Debatable.
I had to think about that for a minute.
Like an Arsenal fan, eh?
I think it was 2010 last time we played Spain at Hampden. I was definitely there. You
3-2
to Spain. Naismith and an OG.
Mind watching that game at 2-2 and Fernando Llorente. And you just can't. He was going to score a header.
Yep.
Right, we struggled with 11 against Cyprus for 4 years ago. Let's see how far we can get.
I'd be the name of the Spain team at day.
We've got Scotland's starting 11 plus 3 used subs against Spain, 12th of October 2010. 13 years ago now, just think about who was playing then. Do you want to start this time?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, we've had a goal scorer, so.
I was hoping he was going to forget it.
Naismith.
Naismith, Stevie Naismith, yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with Scott Brown.
You've lost a life.
Fuck off. I'm going to go Darren Fletcher.
Darren Fletcher played.
Oh, I'm
good luck with that.
Davy Weir.
Davy Weir, yes.
Oh, good. Caldwell's not been. Okay, go Charlie Mulgrew.
No, lost a life there. No Mulgrew. Jesus. We're down to sudden death.
I'm going to go with... It's dodgy game with the keeper because it could be one or two, but I'm going to go with Craig Gordon.
No. Do you want for the win?
Alan McGregor.
Yes, Alan McGregor. So we've got McGregor, right back Phil Bardsley, left back Stevie Whittaker, sent off on the night. McManus and Weir, centre halves. Lee McCulloch. Darren Fletcher, James Morrison, Kenny Miller, Stevie Naismith and Graham Dorans. Charlie Adam, Sean Maloney and Jamie Mackey came off the bench.
Mackey.
Gordon was on the bench, Berra was on the bench, Caldwell and Stevie Fletcher on new subs. There you go.
Thinking Fletcher and all that.
And Gordon's still playing 13 years later. Stevie Fletcher, is he still on?
Scored.
Scored
in his man bun at the weekend.
Ach, well. Fit, we're thinking, and Fitch starting lineup, boys, for going into these games. I think we're probably looking at pretty similar starting lineups for both games, I would reckon.
I'm a wee tweak in midfield between the two games for me. So,
what have we got to do?
I've got, I've went with Clark in goals, Hickey and Robertson playing wide. I've gone for Porteous, Hanley and Tierney because that's pretty much my options. I've went for one more defensive, so I've went with McTominay. I've gone with Lewis Ferguson and McGregor, and then I've gone with McGinn just off at Adams. So that's my Cyprus team.
I probably think Clark will play gun. The defence, I had exactly the same. I went for McGregor, Ferguson, McGinn, Armstrong, Christie, and Che Adams. I've no clue how they are playing one team.
No, that actually fits the same shape as mine. You've just went with different players.
I just think with the lack of... I could also see him playing Dykes and Adams for the start and McTominay instead of Armstrong.
I think he'll go with gunning goals, and obviously Hanley and Tierney. I think he might go with McTominay at back. I didn't want that, but I think he might.
Oh, we never discussed that.
I think he might
have just kind of dropped that.
I think he might go with it.
I'd forgotten about that.
Hickey, right. Robbo left. McGregor and McGinn are definites. I think he might go with Ferguson. And then Christie and Adams. I think Dykes is maybe just not quite there yet.
Aye, five you got in midfield? McGregor, McGinn, Ferguson?
Aye.
I think that three should play.
Yep.
Just whether Clark will definitely chuck Ferguson in or not.
I think Cyprus is a game of DS.
Definitely.
I didn't think Ferguson will play against Spain or near for the start.
I'm not really convinced Ryan Christie should start, but
he might though against Cyprus.
Tend to let score.
He's one that'll unlock a tricky defence.
He's played
McGinn. hit things for distance.
But McGinn, he can play McGinn in that wee bit further forward. Mm. But it's a different game altogether for Christie.
Score predictions for Spain, boys?
3-1 Spain.
I've gone for 2-2.
Wow.
Thriller.
Take that.
And the wind and rain at Hampden.
I mean, you'd love to say 0-0, but 4-0 Spain.
But they've not been, apart from, I can't remember, 7-0 at the World Cup, but they've not prolific.
Teams, though, that, although they're not prolific, new and then they give somebody a fucking doing, and it's usually fucking us.
Let's hope not. We're a different team these days. I can't see many teams doing that to us.
I think for the Spain game, I think he'll probably chuck in an extra defensive kind of midfield.
He'll take out Ferguson and put in McTominay, would be the main difference there.
Well, boys.
Maybe even Jack.
Any more crack? Anything else for the agenda before we say goodnight?
Bring on the games.
Looking forward to it. It's been a long time coming.
Yep.
Right. See you later.
See you there.
See you Saturday. Weaving everywhere, man. Weaving everywhere, man. See everything square, man. This is Glasgow Fair, man. We play Ryanair, man. Weaving everywhere. Weaving in Glasgow, Audubon, Charles.
Thank you very much, as always, for listening to our shite on the Beyond Hampden Park podcast. Really great to have the boys in the studio for a change, and I'll be catching up with them for the Scotland games coming up at the weekend. But for now, it's bye from John.
Bye bye.
And also Briggy.
Bye bye.
See you later.